This is FM 2.0 with the Don, Dean, Stormy, and the Grizz. Forever music.
Yeah.
Oh, here she is.
Hey, guys.
There she is.
How's it going?
We got you this time.
I know. I'm so sorry about the last time.
Oh, we were hurt.
I know, I'm so sorry.
We ate like a half gallon of ice cream.
Yeah, it probably took a good week and a half to recover.
It did. Well, you went to Italy, didn't you?
I did. To say I've been all over the place is an understatement. But yes, I got a little bit of AK.
So how is the Italian food in Italy? I should say Italian, but how's the food in Italy?
Italian food.
It's insane. It's nothing like what you'd even, like, I knew it was going to be great. But oh my gosh. And it's just crazy, you know, like the things that they have in their food versus ours. I mean, you could eat like a whole thing of pizza, a whole thing of pasta, some bread, some dessert, and you're not like gross full. You're just like, oh, okay. And you could have like we would have like a bottle of wine in one sitting and be like, I don't even have a headache yet.
Well, they say the wines over there don't have
additives.
Yes. And yeah.
Right. Oh my gosh. I mean, no hangover. And I should have had one.
No, because they drink it so quickly that they don't need to preserve it.
Right? Right? Because it's good.
Hangover.
But yeah, so it was great. How are you guys?
Good.
Very good.
I don't have a hangover either, so we're good.
Hey, that's awesome.
That is, right? It is.
That's later.
That's later. You know, I'm better now. But it's great to have you back. We've had you on a couple times before.
Yes,
so I love being fun. Back. It's fun to have you. Now, I want to get in, since you're here, and Dean was anxious to ask you some questions, and now you're here. So I want Dean to start. Oh, hi, Nicole. Nicole from Brickshore Media is here. Hi, Nicole. Dean, why don't you start it off? Because I know you wanted to ask her some things.
Well, one of the things I was curious about is, I don't know if it was something that Don had brought up in a prior conversation, but with a Latin background, was something said about it being a sense of transition into country? And I guess the perception I had of that, so my wife's Tejano, and I don't know if you're Southern California. Is that where you grew up? So I don't know if there's a difference between Southern California versus Texas. Now, a good hunk of her family are like huge country fans. So
yes.
To me, the thought of any type of, you know, Mexican heritage and country, based off of what I've experienced, there is no separation. I just see huge fan base there.
Funny that you say that too. Like regional Mexican music, Tejano music, and country are honestly very similar. There's just little things that are different in like the instrumentation. Like one may have accordion, one may have a pedal steel or whatever, but it's all very, very similar. Country's always where my heart's been, and I feel like, especially right now, a lot of people are wanting to get involved in this Latin music movement, and it's been really cool to see country finally want to get on board with it. And, you know, Nashville actually has a really, really awesome community of Latin artists that are good friends of mine, and we all kind of root for each other and lift each other up. So that's been really cool to see. And speaking of Tejano, I'm recording a Selena cover right now. So
I was just about to ask you about Selena. A lot of my wife's family's from Corpus Christi. So, yeah, it's a big deal.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Yeah. So, I mean, they love her out there. So we're doing a cover to a song of hers. And what's going to be wild is we're going to release it next year, and it'll be the 30th anniversary of it. So, and her passing. So that's kind of crazy.
Unreal.
I will say, when I watched that movie on Netflix, the documentary, and how a songwriter in Nashville reached out to her, they flew out, and that scene where he's playing the song he wrote with her in mind. Now get it, take it. She's been told you can only sing in English or whatever, and that. And then she goes out there to Nashville, and he starts playing her the song, and she sings it. And the look on the songwriter's face, now I know they're actors, but I just imagine that moment. Right.
Oh, it's
I could fall in love with you. That song.
Yeah.
I had goosebumps up and down my arm through that whole thing. So
So good. So good. I mean, yeah, I mean, just she was obviously taken way too young and way too short. So be cool to see where she is today.
Be careful on who you hire to be your merch person and stuff. That's what I'm saying.
I actually rewatched that movie on the plane ride back from Italy. And I was just like, this is a lot more intense than I remembered it when I was much younger.
Oh, yeah.
My gosh.
Be careful who you surround yourself with.
It was very, Marie and I had just started dating when she died. And it had a huge just effect on her whole family. I mean, it was, they didn't know her, but it was a very personal impact.
Well, it's also just the gravity of how it happened was so like, whoa, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody she trusted. That's the worst part, that somebody that you trusted, she stood up for with her dad, wound up doing that to her. It's just,
that's like next level crazy.
Oh yeah. That's, she was insane. And that came out, but,
fortunately, she'd be right now, you know?
Oh, well, yeah. She'd be an idol.
Well,
I mean, she's
like an bigger than Taylor Swift. Come on.
Yeah.
possibly in some ways. Yeah. I mean, I could only imagine where she would have went.
Andre, I'm excited about your sound. You got an incredible voice. Great sound.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, and that is the truth. That's why I'm always excited when you're around to do that. Now, the last time you were here, we've talked about a lot of your songs already. I'm going to go through the list of songs we've talked about already.
Let's talk
about Running Wild, Bed You Made, Used To, Made Me Cry, Overthink, Never Into Me, and Reverse. Those are songs we talked about. Now, I mentioned Overthink, but we did not feature your video yet. It wasn't out. So that was one of the things I wanted to do, was play your video.
The video was featured on CMT for Hispanic Heritage Month, which is kind of cool because I wrote that song by myself. So that was something that was like a first for me, releasing a solo, right? And it was kind of about me getting in my head about all of that. So just to see it featured in something like that was just a, okay, cool. I must be doing something right
kind of moment. Right. No, and it's a beautiful song. I can tell you that when I shared it on social media, the reaction was so positive. Because I mean, you wrote about a subject that all of us do. We always overthink. I know I do.
Yeah.
I constantly overthink everything.
And, yeah.
You basically spelled it out for everybody.
I mean, it's the era that we live in. You have to. Because if you don't and you post the wrong thing on social media, I mean, you face a backlash like no other generation did before.
Oh, you don't know how many times.
Yeah, and it is weird to kind of like process sometimes too. You're just like, wow, things are. I grew up in like that millennial era where I grew up without a phone for a while, and then seeing what's happening now. So I feel like I'm like that little generation that kind of got to see both ends of it. Right. And it's really intense.
It is.
Oh, it really, really is.
I've described it as, like, for me, you know, in high school, that's where you have all your cliques. But once you graduate, I mean, you get out of that and you go into the world. Social media has made it so we're in
permanent. You're forever in a clique.
Yeah, we're forever in high school mode. It's always, you know, rather than how many signatures you have in your yearbook, it's how many likes or comments you get. And that's our life forever.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm glad that I personally hide the likes, hide things like that. If there's like a mean or nasty comment, I just delete it. So I'm like, I don't want this on my page. I don't care enough to have the algorithm going crazy for there to be discussion. Just bye. Bye, block.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
You know. Sorry, I had to send Stormy the link.
There she is. Stormy's here.
Stormy.
Hey.
Hey.
You must have got the right one because I was trying to send the right one.
Yay. All right. Well, we're going to get into
waiting for me.
Do you overthink a lot, Stormy?
Oh, me and overthinking are really good friends.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Did you write this by yourself?
Me? What? Yes.
Yeah, is this this is your song completely?
I wrote it with my bottle of wine.
White or red?
It was a Malbec.
Oh, nice.
All right, let's get really fancy. What year?
I have no idea.
Hey, was it in a box, right?
No, just poured the bottle in the trash and it was done.
At least you didn't say, I rolled with my bottle of Boone's Farm.
I eat strawberry.
They must think.
Bottle of Thunderbird.
Sometimes when I go to a restaurant, they must think I'm going to ask because I go, how old is the Pinot? Because I know that's like 3 to 5 years is the best age, but they're probably like, oh, this guy. Like he.
Oh, this know-it-all.
this know-it-all over here. Just drink what we got, will you?
You know, my grandfather used to do, not to go on a tangent, but
it all does the same thing.
It used to be always so embarrassing for me. We'd go out to a restaurant and he would order a bottle of wine. The guy would bring it out, open it up. You know, he'd do the thing, take a sip and go, that's horrible. Take it back. And he'd go through like 2 or 3 bottles before he'd finally go, yeah, I like that one. And
you like what you like.
I get it. But, you know, you're 8 years old. It's embarrassing.
It's a good way to get drunk for free.
Really. Yeah.
Right,
you're like, no, I don't like it. Send it back.
I gotta remember that. Like, oh my god, well, bring the next one.
Unless they had to pay for each one of those bottles.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know what it was like.
At some point, they go, dude, you gotta drink something. You gotta pay for something.
Right.
All right. Well, let me do this. I want to play this song for everyone. So let's do this. We've got right here, Overthinking. Again, it's something we all do. And now we're going to play a little bit of the video because we didn't get to do that last time. Here it is.
I overthink just about everything. Listen to voices in my head. Should I say something different? Guess I'll just drink my wine instead. I'm so obsessed with the outcome. Heartbreak comes undone. I overthink what's up.
All right, so Andrea, let me ask you this question here. I assume here that those are your home movies. I can't unmute you. You might have to mute yourself there.
Oh, there I am. Yes, and that was actually probably the, yeah, I mean, when we I kind of underestimated how this video was going to go. I was like, yeah, it's going to be easy. We're going to throw home footage together. But then my mom and dad are like, no, you idiot. Everything's on VHS. And we're like, oh, okay, how do we do that? So there was like some random person that they just happened to know that like did this for fun on the side. Like he converts like VHS to DVD to USB. I don't know, but we got the footage. My parents are like, these are the 5 tapes that we went to and you're going to have to pick from there. Figure it out.
So how old are you when you're playing? Is that a violin or fiddle? What are you playing there?
Violin, and I was probably 5 to 7.
Five. Look at you.
Yes.
Can you still play it?
No. We lost that like skill, unfortunately, like 25 years ago.
You're like, nah, that's gotten retired.
And my mom will actually tell people that. They'll be like, oh, what instruments does she play? And she'll be like, she plays the violin. And I'll be like, what? This was like 25 years ago. Like, this is not like an active thing. Like, don't tell people I play the violin today. Because they're going to be like,
ladies and gentlemen, Andre on the violin.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, it's great to see all that footage there. And when you are recording your vocals, how many takes is it usually?
Many. We usually do it pretty, I feel like we do it pretty, I don't want to say quickly, but like we usually knock them out pretty well, but of course you get picky and then you got to do the harmonies and there's just so much that goes into it. Or after a while you hear your voice back and you're like, oh my gosh, I sound like that. You know, it's like when you hear yourself in a voice recording after a while, you're like, go crazy from it.
Yes. Yeah.
The worst is when you think you've got it figured out. You got the tracks down. You go back. You come back the next morning, listen to it, and you go, I hate it all.
That's overthinking.
We haven't had many of those moments, luckily, but yeah, I get it.
That's called Dean overthinking his vocal.
No. That's not Dean overthinking. That's my daughter overthinking. That's why she no longer lets me work with her. Seriously, she will not let me work with her.
Oh. You just got to get it right in the first shot.
That's how I am. Because I'll hear something, I'll be like, I like it. And she'll be like, no. And she'll keep doing it, and she'll overthink it.
There you go. Oh,
look at that. Perfectionism.
She's Mutt Lang. Is what
it is. Yeah. I tell you what, I had to, watching that, I'll just share. So today we had to go to a funeral, to one of my daughter's friends that they grew up with died. Watching that video, it choked me up. I had to take a moment to regather myself. Because watching those that footage reminded me of a lot of the footage we were watching today. Very emotional.
I'm sorry to hear that.
No. It's beautiful. It hit me. It's a great song.
Thank you.
It made you feel. That's what music's supposed to do, right?
That's what music. You know what? I was actually thinking about that today, as so many people were trying to speak their mind, but they couldn't. But there were a number of times where song spoke for them. Mm-hmm. And that's why I kept thinking. It's like, I love music. We love music because sometimes music speaks where the words can't.
Yeah.
Many times, there's a thing about, and thought about it a lot. Like if I went, like what songs, I actually have songs that I would want played if that day came. It's all because it's a way to send a message without being there. And I think songs do that, right? I was, my cousin, one of my cousins, Bridge Over Troubled Water was played. And it was like, man, it hit you because that was a song that meant something to them and it plays overhead. So music has a big thing there. And
but you got to admit, it would be funny to pick a song that's really awkward. That you know that everybody's going to be sitting there listening to going.
All right, Don wants a song played and Unskinny Bop starts playing.
A cherry pie.
Yeah. Something just so like, what the hell?
Yeah. What's wrong? They're coming to take me away.
The Trollo Low song?
That's what I want played.
You want the Trollo Low song?
Yes.
That's why I love Stormy.
Yeah, that's
you want to get to know somebody, listen to their playlist.
Yes.
Very true.
Yeah.
Very true.
Another song that you have on the EP, The Bed You Made, that we did not discuss is it's funny, you mentioned Hangover earlier. The song's called Hangover.
Yes.
Now, is that a soul write for you? Did you co-write that or?
I co-wrote that with two good friends here in town, Bailey Morgan and Dallas Jack. And that one was a really fun write. They're both really great friends. And I feel like a lot of my friends that I write with, we usually go in the right kind of being like, this is what we're kind of looking for. This fits you great. There we go. And it was just a fun one. I was like, let's write like something that's like about drinking, but not. And we had a blast with that one.
It's a great song. And I have not had a chance to play it yet. And now we've got that opportunity. So
I wrote one called Hungover, past tense.
What too?
I wrote a song called Hungover.
Past you, really?
Yeah.
That could be the sequel.
Right.
There we go.
There you go. Let's do this here. Why don't you talk about this? Talk about this song before I play it here.
So this song is inspired by some true life experiences and people that we know and brought in that inspired the write. So thank you. And I mean, yeah, I love it. I think that this was a really fun song to kind of bring out in the studio because I was like, I want big drums. I want big everything. And it was just awesome. And it's been cool because Spotify's playlisted it a bunch and it's just been a fun one to see where it's gone. It's been a favorite for sure.
Talk about the writing session. So is it the three of you in a room and how did it germinate? Where did it start from?
Yeah, the three of us in a room, I feel like our friend Dallas is, he's the guitar player in the group, so he kind of had this little melody, and then myself and Bailey kind of were, I don't remember, I think we're like, I think maybe Dallas said the, but they don't get to hang over line. I'm not sure how that came about, but we were like, oh my God, let's go with it. And Bailey Morgan is one of my favorite writers, like, period. I'm, a lot of my new music has, is going to have a bunch of cuts from her, but she just has this like insane way of just like, oh, there's too many words in the line. She knows how to fix, figure it out, or she just knows how to like pocket things. So I'm very excited. I mean, she's just amazing. I keep talking about her all day, but, I need her to release her own music soon, but yeah. So Hangover, was just a fun write with all three of us, 'cause we just all mesh well, very, very well together.
I hear it more and more too, that, once you find somebody that you gel with lyrically, you want to go back to that well with them.
Yeah. And yeah. I've been lucky that, you know, I write a lot of music with my, some of my best friends. Like, she's one of my best friends. So it's like, she gets it. And if you're not feeling it, we're like, nah. And we're like, okay, cool. Yeah. I wasn't feeling it either. So we could be honest. And I think that's really important too, in a co-write.
There you go. Well, here we go. Let's play a little bit of it here. I shall mute everything here, and we're going to play it right now. So this again is available. It's called Hangover. And let me make sure I got the audio right. I do. All right, so here we go. Here's a little bit of Hangover. The Bed You Made EP is out. And she's looking very serious right here, looking into your soul. Don't mess up, right? Here we go. And then it's gonna buffer on me. Don't you love it? Stand by, folks, as we buffer. Let's try this again. We always play the first part. You got to go support the rest.
I tell you what, I love the did I unmute too fast?
No, go ahead. Okay. You should be okay now.
I love the line, tequila makes you mean, whiskey makes you cold. I mean, it's poetic, but there's also a lot of truth in there, because I know somebody that literally is how you could describe it. Tequila makes you mean, whiskey makes you cold.
Yeah, we all do.
Yep.
It's got a nice Carrie Underwood kind of vibe to it too.
It does.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. It's a big compliment.
Well, you are on a roll. You've got good stuff going on here. And like I said, the previous songs, we've got those covered. You, as we've talked about before. So this EP, now, are you doing tours or show? Are you just staying local? Are you going out on the road?
I was out on the road a good bit this year. We'll hopefully be doing that next year as well, continuing that on the plans. But right now, we kind of are slowing down a little bit for the year, but I've been doing a lot of fun stuff in Nashville. I have a couple of listening room dates. Nice. I am part of the Song Suffragette, so it's a big showcase that the listening room does of all women. November 20th is next week, and I cannot believe that that's a date that's next week, because I'm like, oh, it's at the end of November. It's almost the end of November. So I don't really know what's going on anymore. I'm kidding. And then I'm really excited. I did a showcase for my EP release, album release, whatever we want to call it, at a venue called Onzi Blue. And they had so much fun that they wanted us back every month. I was like, I don't think I'll do every month because that's a full-time job. I also think they asked us back because my friends probably spend a lot of money at the bar. I was like, they drink a lot. That's how we got invited back. I love it. But I'm going to be putting together a quarterly showcase, and the first one will be November 29th, and it's going to feature some peers of mine who I admire, and I get to put up a lineup. It'll be this November, next February, May, and August. So let's see how that goes. But I'm very excited about putting together more collaborative projects with some artists that I really believe in here in town.
Well, I am excited for you.
Thank you.
You've got so much talent, and I'm excited for what the future holds for you.
Thank you.
And as you have new music, please come back.
Yes.
We've covered every song of yours. I mean, think about
it. A lot of them, yeah.
Think about that. So we're not going to stop. We're going to keep featuring them. So.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, guys.
Absolutely. Gay, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me. It's been fun.
Absolutely. Andrea Vasquez. Did I say that? How do you like that, Vasquez?
That was perfect.
There you go. Yeah. I'm going to practice. Have a good night, Andrea. Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Good night.